Lamin of Ralph. We're in the middle of Alach Adalia. Let me start from the beginning of the Gemara. Rabbi Amshin, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Amshin, and Rabbi Yochanan. Masdis and our Mishnah say about Betono Chidim. If the plaintiff claims wheat, Volob Sarim, and defendant admits barley. So in that case, it's a machlokas between Tanakama and Gamliel, whether that's considered to be motive and mitzas, you know, conceding or not. Tanakama says not, and Gamliel, for some reason, says yes. That's the old, any type of grain is considered to be one commodity. Avotono shnei midim, but if you to claim two commodities, right, Vodolo Bechamem, and he concedes of one of those two commodities, so Dibra Kol, according to everybody now, here the gears has changed by most of the fortune, Chayov. Everybody agrees that he's liable. Okay, so everybody agrees he's liable because that's considered to be Moida Mimiktas. Now, basically, take out the next two lines, although they'll make a reappearance partially later on. That was Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chine, Rabbi Yochanan said, certainly not. Said he argues, No. That which Tanakama says, that if you claim wheat and he concedes barley, you're that's not moedim mikzas. It's not just that case. Even if you you claim two types and he conceded one type, that is potur. Tanakam holds that you're not liable for that because that's not moedim mikzas. As we explained last night, moedim mikzas is when of the wheat I concede part, of the barley I concede part, not that of the wheat and barley I concede all the wheat or all the barley. That's what Rabbi Chia named Rabbi Yochanan says. Now that's so now the Shaiter Songin Ephraim tack on the following line here, the tack on which is part of what we skipped before. The Lama Tzina, why does it say Tano Chiti Moda Lama Sorim? So that's the case. Our mission should tell us a much bigger chiddush, that not only tano chitim vodolo sorim is not considered to be moedim miktas, but even tano chitim usorim vodolo b'chitim. It's not just where you tied at X and he responded Y, it's not moedim miktas, but even you tied at X and Y and he responded all of X. So that also is not moedim miktas. Why didn't you just mention that? So that the answer for sure, tinaram begamliel mechayim. We wanted to show the Chiddush Kodesh Ram Gamliel. And Ram Gamliel says even Chitim and Tzorim are considered to be the same min. That's a much bigger Chiddush. That's what the mission wanted to tell us. Now, next thing. Rabbi Avo, should say here, Rabbi Avo, Kadod Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Avo held like Rabbi Ami and said the following in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish said the following. Now here, the Girsa is messed up, and it should be like this. Masnisa, this is actually gets for the Gemara, Palo Gemara and Kesubas. Masnisa b'shetano chitim v'odolo b'sorim. Our Mishnah is when the claimant claimed wheat and the defendant and conceded barley. Avotano shnemidim, but if he claimed wheat and barley, v'odolo me'echo me'emini, and he admitted one of them, divrei hakol chayav, everybody agrees he's liable. Now, the means of moedim and mikzas. That was a basic malachus for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you claim two types and he concedes one type, Tanaka Chachon hold your potter. That's not moedim and mikzas. You're exempt from a shvuah. Rabbi Reish Lakish holds no. In that case, everybody agrees that you're liable to a shvuah. That is moedim and mikzas. If you claim two and he concedes one of those two, then that's considered to be moedim b'miktsas. Very basic machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Chiya's version of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, again, the Mepharshim throw in Masnisa, you don't have this. Masnisa b'shetar nochi divoda lo b'sayirin. Oh, I just read that, sorry. Scratch that. I just read. Now, Rav, you, never mind, I was just repeating what I said before. Rav, now we're up to Rav Kiyadot the Reish Lakish. And there's a word missing. It should be Rav holds like Reish Lakish. How do we see that? Chai Barnash, a certain individual, as a boy, made him come. Rav, he wanted to come, and he came and judged him for Rav. Davamitan lechavrei chitim usarin kusmin. Now his friend was claimed from him wheat, barley, and spelt. And he conceded only one of those things, but he did concede one of them. So Amar Le Rav, so Rav said, Amtein Adi Yagago Lo Kol Deboy. Wait till he finishes reciting the litany of things that you're liable to him. And at the end, you'll have to take a shmoon all of them. Because the concept of shmoon, now Rabbi Yisai. In this case, it's clearly like Rav Jerish Lakish, because he conceded not of the grain, of the barley, or of the spelt, but he conceded all the grain and denied all the spelt in the barley. And nevertheless, Rav considered him to be a Moedim Mixas. That's a Rish Lakish who says, Moedim Mixas is even if I claim for you X and Y, you concede only X. Okay? That's clearly the case over here. Says this is what Rish Lakish retorts to Rabbi Yochanan. I like according to you that matter that you say Torosh they mean him if you claim two types of the Lobechem and he only concedes one of them. You don't call it a common Rishlokish. He's exempt. But what about the following case in Rishlokish? It says Tano. It says Chitim Atzkili a type. It should be Tano Kalim Vikarkos. You claim from a guy vessels plus land. Vessels normally means clothing, but you claim from vessels and land. And if he concedes about the vessels and denies the land, or because he concedes the land to cover claim and denies the vessels, the Mishnah said he's butter. That's not by the Mimiktas. What says the Gemara? So says Gemara, I don't understand. So if that's the case, it should say here now it's changed the Gemara again because the Ksuvus it reads differently. In Kalim Bekalim Upotter, Kalim Bekarkos Lo Koshkin, that says you're Chayav in our Gemara, but it's saying Kalim is Potter. Meaning, look right to you, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, even if I claim, let's say, hats and jackets, and you concede only hats, right? So in that case, it's not by the Mimiktas, right? So, Kavachomer, if you claim hats and real estate. So why tell me the case of hats and real estate is it's Poshut? Tell me the much bigger Kiddush, that even hats and jackets, right? Because as hats and real estate is Poshut. So what did Rabbi Yochanan respond? Rabbi Yochanan would respond. L'zayka l'shvud u'mastisa. Our mission wants to tell us the Kiddush of Gilgul Shvua. Our Mishnah has an agenda. The agenda that our Mishnah has is to tell us that there are cases in which you take a shvua on land, even though normally you don't. What's that? The case of Gilgul, where one shvua applies, we can roll on him other shvuas, even on objects or even on things which are not normally subject to shvua. Roll upon him another shvua. That's what they say. Zok l'shvua du mastisa. They'll tell us that you can require him another shvua, which he wouldn't necessarily be required as an original shvua. These are shadachosim sheish lamachrayas, property which chosim she'ein lamachrayas. I didn't fix this in the Gemara. It should be telling us that nobody seems to make this correction here, but it's obviously the case that property she'ein lamachrayas. Zokim and Chosim Shiyesh Lemachrayas Ushavalem. In other words, property Shiyesh Lemachrayas Metalti, right? They don't stand under lien for a loan, right? That if you take a Shvu on them, though, because of Metalti or Shvu, that there's Zokim, that you can also then roll upon him a Shvu on something which does have a Chrayas, meaning on real estate.
Okay, no, I should have fixed it when I was prepared.
Okay. Says more, wait a minute, I even got a question on Reish Lakish. But I feel Reish Lakish is a plea. What about the following case? The case of the end of Mishnah. It says the end of Mishnah. The Tzion says, I come and they say, hey, Yanko, you owe me barrels of oil. Okay, jugs of oil. For the Kankani, Yanko concedes, what does he concede? The jugs, not the oil, right? So, that case it said in our Mishnah, was that in our Mishnah? Yeah. It's Machlokas Admon Chachomim. Admon says that that's Moedim Mixas, and you are liable. Chachomim says it's not Moedim Mixas, and you're exempt. Okay, there's no Shvua. Ma'ake, wait a second. Im Shetorno Kankani B'Shemen. The claim is on the jugs plus the oil, and he concedes on one of them. So according to Reish Lakish, Koma Moedim, everybody should agree, Sheish Odoya Me'ataina. According to Reish Lakish, that's Moedim Mixas. How come Chachomim are arguing, right? And if on the other hand, im b'shatono, if he could claim for him only, now it should be the opposite of what it says here, shem and oil, v'hodla v'kakani, be considered the jugs, right? I claim to you oil, you consider me jugs. So kohem amoyde she'el d'ayimatayna. That's clearly not moyde mikzas. So according to Reish Lakish, what's the case in which there could be a machlokes? Either definitely is moyde mikzas if he claimed oil and jugs and you consider only the jugs, or it's definitely not moyde mikzas if all he claimed is oil and all you responded was jugs. So it's not moyde mikzas. What's the case in moyde mikzas? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Zerai, Bob Hashem, Shmuel said, you know what to say about the Shatono? Now here it should be instead of a Kankane B'Shemen, the way it says it in Ksuvas is Kankane Shemen. I came to you and I say, come to you and I say, Yankel, you owe me barrels of oil. What does barrels of oil mean? Does it mean barrels full of oil? Does it mean barrels worth of oil? That's the Machlokas, Admon Chachamim. That's exactly the point. The one opinion holds that the claim is kankanim velo shemen. Not the claim, sorry, the response. The response is kankanim velo shemen. In other words, it's a moedim and mikzas. You claim me the oil and the barrels, and I respond that it is the barrel or not the oil, right? So that would be moedim and mikzas, Korn Reish Lakish, right? That's the svara of Admon, who holds this is moedim and mikzas, right? Admon's the one who said that is moedim and mikzas, and you make a shvuah, because the guy wanted oil and barrels, and you can see the barrels. Hainamai kakani velo shemen is the response. Hainamai the chachoyim, however, say the whole claim, not the response. The claim was shemen velo kankani. No, it's not moedim mikzas, because the claim itself was for oil, not for drugs. So they were claiming oil, and he was responding drugs. That's not moedim mikzas. So the machlokas is what the claim was. It was a claim for oil and jugs, in which case, kind of Reish Lakish again. Well, the moedim mikzas is even if I concede to all of X out of X and Y. So according to Admon, the claim was oil and jugs, and I concede the jugs, so moedim mikzas. According to Chachamim, the claim was on oil without jugs, and I concede the jugs, so that's not moedim mikzas. Right? It's like apples and oranges. So it says the Gemara. Says the word kankanim velo shemen. I understand the concept of oil without drugs. I mean drugs without oil. Makes sense. The guy responds, I only owe you drugs, not oil. It makes sense. But shemen velo kankanim? How can somebody claim oil without the drugs? You said kankanim shemen, oil without the drugs? Says the word, yes. Rabbi Lezer, Shem Rabbi Amin said, Mapik Lishto explained it in the following manner. Machzin demshach. Measures of oil, right? You owe me barrels and barrels of oil. When they talk about barrels of oil in the spot market nowadays, right? They don't know. They're not talking about the actual canisters, right? They're talking about measures of oil. So what? Units, right? So that's what he meant. He meant units of oil. So that was the claim, and there that was the claim, and therefore it's not money mixes if you can see them barrels. So that's more one of those amazing shaman questions. I remember we marked on this in the Ksuvas, right? When these questions which doesn't appear in the Bavli. Right, which is Vishalune, let's ask the claimant what he means to claim, right? Remember we asked Mark that? Let's ask him. Says Mora Bahudishtatik. He became mute. Definitely not definitely, he became mute, he can't tell us anymore. Okay? So that's the end of that. So says the Mishnah, boy, we might finish early tonight. Kinyan Masnisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. The amazing things happen when you stay awake when you say Shira's stomach. Kini Masnisa. Now I'm going to fall asleep. Kini Masnisa is the way to read our Mishnah. Kafar v'miktos mikzos karkos. If he denies part of the real estate, it should be potter. Emotion, response, change it. V'miktos kalim, v'nai mikzos kalim, you're chayim. There's no moedim mikzos by karkos because, of course, by karkos, by definition, no shvua, right? Moedim mikzos by kalim, there is. Once there's moedim mikzas b'kein, though we said Gilgul Shvuah, and what does Gilgul Shvuah tell us? That once you take moedim mikzas on the kein, we make you take an oath on the land as well. We roll on more shvuahs.
Okay.
Roll them in. Here, like reincarnation, right, but that comes from rolling in. Okay. Says more, we roll the neshama back in again. Okay, halacha hey. Like a rerun. That's what it is. Okay. Says the Mara, Ein ish boin al karat says Mishra Rada. Okay. Ein ish boin al tadis chere shreit v'kotin. You cannot take an oath on the claim of a time. Chere shreit v'kotin, meaning of the claimant. Is a deaf mute, an imbecile, or a child. You cannot make the say. You don't have to respond with an oath. How very much being a kotin also. You don't make a kotin take a shvur if he is the defendant. Avol nishboin lekotin ula hektish. But you do make a shvur to a kotin and to hektish, because the halacha is by yosel, by an orphan. Even if the orphan doesn't demand a shvur, we make a shvur before we collect from his property. So that's a case where even though he can't claim a shvur, but Beisim will enforce a shvur even though the owner of the property is currently a minor. Okay. Similarly, same thing with the hektish. In other words, even though hektish itself does not force a claim, nevertheless, if there is such a case where there's a collection taking place from hektish, and Bnei Moshe gives a scenario, you're marked to show your property, and then plaintiffs come and say you owed money on the property, so then you take a shvur to hektish, even though hektish itself does not lay claim and ask you to make a shvur, but based on compels you to make a shvur in that case.
Now, cotton age is between 12 and 13, or even younger than 12.
Cotton of what?
Veteran. You require any age.
No, any age, because he owns the property. He's the owner right now. We act on his behalf for his guardian. We demand a shvur for him, even though he's not of age to know to demand a shvur.
Yeah.
No, I didn't answer the question. It doesn't matter, because we're defending, we're acting as guardians of his. Okay? In terms of may, it's not, so you don't need a katan who could have made a shvua in order to demand a shvua. You need basin to step in and require a shvua before we let you collect from property of a katan. Okay? Says the Gemara. Ksiv, it says, Kiten isha reyu. If you give money to your friend to safeguard, this leads into the concept of shvua's pikaron, the safekeeper's oath. So it says, Areu, Pratla Kotin. You're giving your friend not a Kotin. Now, Ad Kedun, now the Gemara has a very interesting question. A very interesting answer. Ad Kedun Shinasa Lo Kotin. I understand when you gave it to him when he's a child, Vitava Kotin, and actually the child gave you an object for safekeeping, and then he claims it as a child again. Okay? He claims it back as a child. So you have to take a shvur for him because he's not Reu. Right, it's not your. When he gave it to you, he wasn't your. He wasn't your friend. He wasn't your peer. He wasn't an adult. But what about Nasa lo Katan? If he gave him the object for safekeeping as a Katan, Vatava Gada, but then he grew up and became an adult, he demanded the object back, and you claim you don't have it anymore. So then, can he require you to take a shvur? That's the question. Says more. No. Talmud Lomar Re'eu. It says Re'eu another time. The next pasuk. Kim lo shlach adam lech Re'eu. Actually, has to be an adult both when he gives the object for safekeeping, and when he demands a shvur when it was not returned properly. I'm Rabbi Babar Memel. Sorry, Babar Memel said, wait a minute, Leisa Dot should be Pliga. Does not argue Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is actually the question which I thought was cute. The Rabbi Yochanan said, Atayin Chaver Tanis Gana Baveda. I come to you and say, Yanko, you found my lost object, and then you stole it. Okay? In other words, what?
He didn't give it back.
Right? Okay, there was a big mice today on the news about a woman who got a cashier's check by $15 million for $15 million by accident. They're supposed to give her a cashier's check for $15,000. Instead, they made out for $15 million. Obviously, the teller is losing his job. But first thing she did, instead of return, she didn't return it to the bank.
She deposited.
She didn't deposit, no. She hired a lawyer. to see if she can negotiate with the bank a deal to give back. Smart, okay. So, not ethical, but smart, okay?
The lawyer gets a third.
Yeah, the lawyer is very ethical. So they told me today in the afternoon. I didn't hear the story myself, somebody told me. So in any event, be that as it may, Lamaisa. So I claim you found my lost object and you stole it. So chayev. So this guy is liable to take a shvur that he didn't actually steal it. Now because it's a shomer aveda, and a shomer aveda also has to take a shvur. Now lemaisa, Rabbi Yisrael Gemara, this is amazing Ushami type question. The Yerushalmi is asking like this. This is the way the Ribbaz Bnei Moshe explained it. The Yerushalmi is asking, look it. A cotton who gives an object for safekeeping is no different than somebody lost an object and then knows it to somebody else's hand and claims that that person took it for himself. Because there, it reached the hands of the shomer, not via a gadol, but via a loss being found on the street. So when a cotton gives somebody something for shmira, why is it any different than a shomer aveda? If a shomer aveda who got it without being given it by a gadol has to take a shvua, so too some you got it from a cotton should have to take a shvua upon returning it. It's a very cool connection, right? One of those hyperlinks. You haven't had that in a while. So I tell you, so. Again, somebody says you stole the Lord's object of mine which you found. Chayv is liable to take a shvua. When he says, where's my lost object? And he says it was stolen. So how come over here it's not the same thing? Rabbi Barba said, he put there lo, sha'amar lo, achat koton tavatani. We can explain this. Now, the way Pnei Moshe explains it, I'll explain first Pnei Moshe. He says, this is no kimta. If you came as an adult, and the man that only is an adult, he said, look, I know I gave it to you as a cotton, but it doesn't count because now I'm an adult, and just like this case of the Aveda, taka works. This is talking about Spithiani can require Shvu. This case can require Shvu. It's only the case where he came and commanded of him when he was a cotton. Right? In other words, when he came as a cotton, and the man in the back, and the Shvu'el cotton, he doesn't have to take the Shomer doesn't have to take the Shvu'el. That's how the Pnei Moshe talks to the Lord. But the Ritbaz and somebody else, Shai Teres Yitzrol, also learns it. No. It's not talking about actually a case where he came and the man in the back was still a child and worried the man in the back was an adult, the halacha would be different. No. It's amigo. Since he could demand it back when he's still a child. Because he knows to demand it back, because he knows it is. So therefore, it's if he demanded it back when he was a child. And therefore, he can never require a shvua. The guy who lost the aveda now comes to the guy who found it and says, you stole it. He's a gadol. When he makes the demand, he's making the demand as a gadol. That's why he can generate a chiyuv shvua. But and he was a gadol to begin with as well, from the get-go. But here, this katan, since he could have demanded it back while he was still a katan, it's as if he demanded it back while he was still a katan. And worried since when he, if he had demanded it back, he would not have been able to require a shvua. So too, even if he lemaisa doesn't demand it back until he becomes an adult, doesn't matter. Since at one time he could have demanded it back and the guy would have been part of the time without a shvua, that tour sticks to him. Which is a big chiddush, but that's how they learned it more. Okay? It says Re'eu, your buddy. Oh. Re'eu means an adult. Oh. Okay? So again, according to Ritbaz, it means, Tipata Shomlo, he says to him, Achat Kota Tzavatani, why were caught? You could have demanded from me. Therefore, since you could have, Niftar Shvuel Sachem exempt from your Shvuel. Says the more Shvuel Sachem Tiabet Shneim. Shvuas Hashem is between the two litigants, La'otzi Yerish. This precludes between heirs. Says Mar, what are you talking about? Rabbi Hashem Yossi said, "B'yorshavu masnisin."
Which Mishnah? I forget which is. One second. Brisa, but which Brisa are we talking about? I don't remember which Brisa we're talking about.
Oh, later on. The next Mishnah is talking about is the next Mishnah? No.
It's not the next Mishnah.
somewhere later on, the Ritbaz brings it down. I don't know where it is. But it says, the Yisoymin don't collect except with the Shvur. And the Mishnah, somewhere later on, it says, it's talking about where Yisoymin are collecting from Yisoymin. Anyway, so if Yisoymin are collecting from Yisoymin, so by definition, it's talking about between two sets of heirs. So you see, I don't remember the bright says, but we see that between two sets of heirs, therefore, there is a concept of Shvur. Right? It's not just between the principals, but even between their heirs. So what do you mean, to pay Bein Shneim and not their heirs? It's also between heirs. So the one actually rejects that attempt at halachic drasha now goes into an agadic drasha. It says, you know what? So rather, what do we do with Bein Shneim? We say, Eina zozimi Bein Shneim liyoylo. This shvua is stuck for all eternity between these two people. Again, it's an agadic drasha, maybe not a halachic one. How so? Ima mashbia mashbia sheker. If the person who administers the shvua is a liar, so if let's say love, eventually the shvua will devolve upon him. Ima nishba nishba la sheker. And if the person who takes the oath takes it as a lie, so if let's say love, eventually the curse will devolve upon him. My timer, what pasuk teaches us this? This story about it. This pasuk in the Zechariah, which is talking about an ola. An ola is a curse, but a curse in the Torah is tantamount to a shvua. And it says, Votzeisinu Hashem Tzvokos, Hashem says, I'm going to take it out. Uval Beisagan is going to come to the house of the thief. Volbeis Hanishba Bishmila Sheker into the house of the guy who takes the oath in my name for vain. Okay? Amr Shulmer Baranachman, Shulmer said, Malochi Chavola. Malochim who come terrorizing Malochim. You know, terrorists. Chavola, Machablim is terrorists. They don't have springs. And I was going to look this up in Ripsodic and I forgot to look it up because I'm sure he says something. So it says Malachim, they don't have springs. Now springs means they don't actually have joints in their knees, which of course it's all a metaphor, right? Because they can't bend their knees, they can't sit down anywhere. Malachim never sit. That's when we emulate the Malachim, we stand. Okay? So Malachim, they never park themselves because they're constantly going on a mission from place to place before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Except one guy's house, and certainly Malachim Chavola, they never sit down. They're always jumping from place to place to commit more terrorist acts. But there's one place where they sit down. One place where they sit down says, they sit down, my time, well, what part of the teacher says this? My time, because it says, Mishopo, it's Misach, but they're constantly running around the earth and going around it. But here it says, no, some use Nishba Lashaker, they park themselves. It said in the Pasuk, Upo Beis Aganov, they'll come to his house, but Beis Nishba Lashaker, they kill so as eight of as Abarav, they just rip down systematically his stones and his sticks and stones. Bolei, come and say, Bolem She'ena Esar Fosar. Stones cannot be burnt by fire. Shvua Shah Mechalosan, a lying oath. That does what does them in. Okay, because that's what it says. The Malachi Chavol come and eradicate his sticks and stones. Okay? Rabbi Yonamar al Shekhravit says only if you lie in the oath. Rabbi Yosimar, and this is probably the source, maybe the Bavli as well, but I don't remember from the Bavli. This is the source for not, for Amisob having, being very stringent, not taking shvua even if it's true. This Gemara. Because it says, Rabbi Yosi says, Hafil al Emes. Even a shvua al Emes can have terrible repercussions. Chagai Dorish Kahadot Rabbi Yosi. Chagai used to expound like that, which Rabbi Yosi says, even a shvua semis. Uvdahava, a certain case, a very tragic case. Bechad Isa, there was a certain woman, Da'azlus Miyaruch, Gabe Chavarezah, she went to knead dough by her friend. Va'ava Katir Beshite, the Kul Slase, Kul Sisa, and it was in the fold of her tichel or something like that, some sort of kerchief she had, Trendinomin, $2. Noflula, they fell inadvertently out of her kerchief. Viyadu Koygula got kneaded into the bread. Okay, so she lost, right? Hafachs, Afchis Bayaluhu Gobluhu, Hafach Bayaluhu Gobesa, she turned over her kerchief and looked for the money when she got to her own house. Lash Gachtun, couldn't find the money. Chazazakabasa, she went back to her neighbor. She said to her, Amrullah, Avali Shneitin, Rain the Nofali, go basil, give me the $2 which fell in your house. Amrullah, so she said, Loyadana, I don't know anything about them. Yadatabu, if I know about them, Tikpur Brahm, may I bury my son. Needless to say, Kvarte, she buried her son. Says, Zumara, Mialun, Mikarva, Mikvaraya, when they came in from the Levaya, Shamas Kala, she heard rumors, Amra, which said, fully daven Yohanes ben lo kvar tia. If not that she knew about them, she wouldn't have buried her son, meaning she was lying. She knew where the money was. So she took a shvua again, foolish lady. She said, in the other bone, he, Isa, if I know where they are, tikave bracharona. I should bury my second son. Guess what happened then? She buried him. All him and Achmasa. So they came in to console her. You'd be given the Suda Savra. Because of the Chadigo, they cut open one loaf of bread to give it to her. Lo and behold, what was in the loaf of bread? The money. Vashkun trained in Orim, Arichin Goigul, and they found the $2 within the bread. Hadar Milsamas teaches us, Ben Zakai Ben Chayav, whether you're meritorious or liable, the Shvur Lotel, don't put yourself in the situation of Shvur. This is a very explicit Gemara, and I assume this is the source of our tradition to avoid taking Shvurs even if they are true. Okay? Not to get into these heebie-jeebie things. Okay. Halavav. Eil dvarim shenish baimel. These are things you don't take oats on. Avadim, slaves, mishoros, documents, karkos, real estate, hekdeshos, the property which is owned by hekdesh. Amen. Also, the amen tashlo tashlo mekevlo tashlo marachavish. If you steal them, you don't pay double. And if you slaughter or sell them, you don't pay Arba Chamisha, because they're not considered to belong to the individuals who don't hold them. Shar Mechinam, somebody's watching them for free. Ein Onishba doesn't take an oath if they're destroyed. Shomer Sachar, Noise Sachar, if there is a person who's a Shomer Sachar is getting paid, and Moshiach does not pay. Rabbi Shimon, they're not subsettled, it's a parish of Shmira. Rabbi Shimon says, it says your dvorim, but should be kachim. Kachim shuchai b'achriyusan, karbanos that you must replace if they get lost. Yishpoim aleim, there are shvuos concerning them. Rishayin uchai b'yachosim, you know, if the owner actually doesn't have the place to get lost. Ein yishpoim aleim, then the shomer is not to take a shvuo upon them. And then the Gemara is going to explain why. Rameh said, Yishpoim, shenke karka, the things which look like they're land, made a karka, but they are not land. Chachamim did not concede the point. Be that as may, what was his point? Ketan, how so? Amar Eser Gfonim Tunos Vesaitachai. I gave you 10 laden grapevines. Now they're connected to the ground. But laden means they're about ready to be harvested. So according to Rameh, they're not considered to be ground because they're ready to be harvested. According to Chachamim, until they're harvested, they're still considered to be ground, right? So Eser Gfonim Tunos Vesaitachai. Allah, man, the recipient says, Eno Chamesh, only 5. Which is the ground, it's like the ground, and therefore there is no shvuah concerning them. Now, interesting question to ask the Gemara. What if you transgressed and took an oath, so you're not liable to take an oath? In other words, you, meshugan idiot, you took a, that's redundant, you took a shvuah on karka, right? Shouldn't have, right? But you did, and you lied. Okay? You took a shvuah, and you lied. So what about that? Because Rabbi Yochanan may be carbon. Didn't have to take a shvua. Shouldn't take a shvua. Once you took a shvua, check it. You're bringing a carbon. I'll a shvua. Rabbi Lezer may be carbon. He don't bring a carbon. Since you're exempt, you don't bring a carbon, even if you lie. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Barcha, Rabbi Amichai, Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Amichai said, now it should be Kach Meshiv, Rabbi Yelezer, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer is returning to Rabbi Yochanan like this. Not the way it says it here, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer. Loyam Amarta Meshvua say this. He said, you know what? I don't agree with you. He said, Shvuah Seidus applies, it's true, and therefore it's carbon applies, it's true, to any type of commodity. Because the core Shvuah there is whether you know testimony or not. It doesn't matter concerning what you need to know testimony, be it about land, about avodim, it doesn't matter. If you lied, whether you know testimony, about whether you lied, new testimony or not, you're bringing carbon Shvuah, right? So, that's only there. Loyam Amarta Shvuah Seidus. The reason why I say Bishul says to bring carbon shvuah no matter what, it's because you know Hegas by Avadim B'shtaros of Karkos. It's because there is a shvuah whether you know testimony about Avadim B'shtaros and Karkos about slaves, documents, and land. However, Tomer Bishul to be conscious because not like that. Shein no Hegas by Avadim B'shtaros of Karkos. There's no such shvuah by Avadim Karkos and Shtaros. So therefore the guy took the Shvuah, it's a meaningless gesture. And even if he lied, as I mean, Karma Shvuah. That's Rabbi Lezer Kasha, it's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan answers a very interesting answer. Very cute chap. You gotta hand it to Rabbi Yochanan for this one. Not that he needs my pats on the back, because I'm sure. But nevertheless, he says, look, Shvuah says, it's amazing, fascinating word. Shvuah says, Labba Basin. Where Shavuot Seis take place? The basin, right? Right? The basin, Moshe Shvula Chashud. The basin makes a guy take an oath. This guy, basin suspects that he knows testimony is not testifying. So he's a Chashud. He's suspect to be a liar, a withholder of the truth. Would basin administer a Shavuot to such a person? They'd be very much afraid that he would lie on the oath too, right? So where Shavuot Seis ever occur? Basin doesn't make the guy take a Shavuot. So it must be, says Rabbi Yochanan, amazing word. El b'shaver v'nishba. By definition, Shavuot Seis is a Shavuot taken by the aid on his own initiative, even though Basin does not hold him to the fire in order to prove to us his innocence. And then nevertheless, even though he took it on his own cognizance, right? Maybe carbon. He shouldn't have taken it. He took it anyway. And he brings the carbon, nevertheless, he was lying. Allah Shavuot. Fikah, here's the same thing. If you take a Shavuot on land, of course, Basin would never administer a Shavuot on land, right? But just Shavuot say this, must be you jump up and take a Shavuot. So too here. You took a jumped up and took a Shavuot on Karka, right? Of Avinishba, maybe carbon, Allah Shavuot. You transgress and take a Shavuot, just like by Shavuot say this. Despite the fact that you transgressed when you took the Shavuot to bring a carbon Shavuot, so too hear the same thing.
Maybe Basin would make compelled the aid to make Shavuot, because he figures he'll deny it, but when it comes to a Shavuot, he wouldn't be so brazen to swear.
I would have said like you. I like what you're saying. Promise Gemara doesn't say that way. Abiyoka doesn't hold that way. Okay?
Because the royal word.
Okay. You're counteracting what he's saying. He's trying to repudiate you, which is not a bad kasha on you. He says that Basin would never, he doesn't make distinctions in degrees of liars. He says, if Vi is a little bit of a liar, he'll be a lot of a liar. That's what he's saying. I mean, of course, we can't know for sure. We're not going to take a chance, especially with Shavuot so chomer. That's what Rabbi Yochum responds to. Okay. Says, Rabbi Yisabu in the Shemina Minato. Somebody wants to learn our sugya of from here, from our it's actually from the parsha Shavuot Hashomrim, which is in this week's parsha. Kamora Shoroset. It says that the issues of shmirah apply to a donkey or a ox or a sheep. Ma'alim yuchadim. What's unique about these things? Sheish b'em sheverush, where they can be broken and taken captivity. You may son die. Yosu karko. So too that excludes land. Shame b'sheverush v'yamisa. They're not susceptible to the parasha shorim because it can't break, it can't be taken captive, it can't die. Says more otzi karka velotzi avonim. Fine, so let me preclude karka from shvua, but not preclude avonim. Sure, maybe shvua are included in the shvua of shvua speakotam. Says more no. A very interesting answer. Top alam basim rav. Ma elim yuchad. You know, chamor shorim said are unique. Or is there special? It should be she'ein lam knas. They don't have a knas. What does it mean not have knas? If you kill them, what do you pay? Actual value. Could be kefil arba chamisha, but you pay actual value, either doubled, either single, doubled, quadrupled, or quintupled. You pay actual value. By an evid, if you kill an evid, what do you pay? $30 set flat fee. So therefore, it's not similar to chamor shor and set. So therefore, it's not included in the parsha shorim. They're flat feet, so they have a difference. So let's say avodim recluders in shurim. Below it's shtoros. Let's not preclude shtoros. It should be shein lem knas. There's no knas by shtoros, right? So therefore, what's the shtoros should be included in the parsha of shurim. And if a shurim lies, you shouldn't have to take a shvuah. Says more, no. Meilim yichayim sheish lem ono. These cases have ono. The cases of Chamor, Shor, and Set. There's the shear of a six, you know, six up, six down. Yotsu, as opposed to it should be Karkos, Avodim, Vishtar, all three. Shein Lemono. There is no by them. So they're not comparable, so therefore they're not Shayat, they're Pashim Shomri. Okay? Now, Mikan Amru, from here, not from what we learned tonight, but what we're about to learn. Mikan Amru, if you sell documents to a perfumer, what's he going to do with the documents? Use it for wrapping, right? So for him, they're commodities already. The documents have no meaning in terms of their contents, but in terms of the paper. So for him, yesh lemono, if you overcharge him for the wrapping paper, there's take ono in that case. Right? Because he's looking at it as a commodity, not as a representative thing. Not as a tool. Rabbi Shmuel Darsh is slightly differently. He said, should be on Evish. Now, the Gemara brings that one pasuk, but everybody agrees it's just the wrong pasuk to bring down. Should be on Evish ki sechato. The Nevish sins. Cloud, that's a generalization. In several Aralati, the pasuk says, Bipi kodon besumas yad, it's an object given for safekeeping or something which has to do with partnership. Prat, that's a specification. And then say, Mikol asher yeah, from everything which is done, chazer clear, that's another generalization again. So cloud plato cloud's a generalization, specification, and generalization. And at the Donald Prat, everything has to be similar to the specification. Ma prat, the prat, the specification is Batias moment, so which is a monetary claim, Latsmo for yourself, will multiply which can be extracted in a court of law. Vieshlam it has specific value. It should be Vain Dhamakutsu, it has value. Vain Dhamakutsuvim, the value is not set ahead of time, it says your Vidhama, but it should be Vain Dhamakutsuvim. Umutali has to be a movable object. Upatar Alanash, you're exempt from punishment, with Vaal Knas and exempt from Knas. Those are all the parameters which are necessary in order for there to be a Karmic Shvuah for Shvuah Sashoim. Now the one is going to go through what all these parameters mean. Okay? Says the Gemara, B'tfias moment has to be something which is under a monetary claim. Prat lo emel chaveiro, meaning where I pledge, and I don't do it, I don't take a Shvuah. Shvuahs are only where I gave you something and you refuse to give it back, or I claim you refuse to give it back. Okay? So, La'atma, it's got to be something for oneself. Problem or chaver should be to school. Somebody says his friend. Now we're going to switch around. It says the next answer. It says over here, because that's a shy there. So that he's probably right. So we'll skip down one line. Problem or chaver, nasa pizza pas ploni. I say to Yanko, you raped or seduced so and so's daughter. Go take a shvuah. I can't do that. The shvuah has to be between the claimant, the plaintiff, and the defendant, not between the third party and the defendant. Okay. Except by momentist, you know, there's Eidecha Mechaiva moment, but that's not, we're not getting into that right now. We're talking about by Shvuah Spikadon, it's got to be a Shvuah obligation, it's got to be between the obligator and the obligatee. Says the Gemara, now the next case, therefore, is a Moti Bedin, has to be a case where you can extract the money by law. Problem with Chavir is a close case where you say to your friend, it's going back to the previous answer, which were put, cut and paste over here. You cursed me, you embarrassed me. Are these tangible monetary claims? Collectible in court? No. And therefore, parts are therefore no shvuah, and therefore no korban shvuah in that case. Okay? B'yesh l'dom, it's got to have specific value. Pratler stories that comes to preclude documents, which are of specific value. It should be v'ein dom of ketsuvim, it's price not set, pratler avonim, except for avonim, whose price is set at 30 shekel. Umetal is got mula objects by the Kirkos precluding real estate. Upatalon is your exempt for a punishment, meaning, interesting what that means, it means it's got to be something in which it's not chayach kimle beravamine, that you're going to get the more terrible punishment. So I tell you, Prat, it comes to exclude. Halayim el chaver, somebody says, friend, idlakto kedishi b'shabbos, you ignited my pile of grain on Shabbos. Shupatu, I can't make you take a shvuah then because you don't have to pay me anyway. Why don't you have to pay me? You get the more severe punishment of being put to death. So ever since there's no shvuah in that case as well. Okay? No monetary obligation, no shvuah. Shupatu aknas, and you're exempt from shvuah knas. Pratlet, and therefore no carbon shvuah knas. Pratlet tashlumi kefil, that precludes the payment of double of the tashlumi arachamisha and payment of quadruple quintuple shein knas, which are knas. So in that case, that knas is no shvuah and there are no carbon shvuah. Now I'm a kareya shtoros chaveru chutz midaito. This is a fascinating gemara actually. Next gemara to the Mishnah. I'm a kareya shtoros chaveru. I rip up your documents. I come into your house and I rip up all your documents. What do I owe you? Zilch. Zilch. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayav Chutz Midaito, your commission, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mana, Chanam Archayav, once is liable, Chanam Arpater. Now, you'll say, well, Chayav, it says you're Chayav, right? Look at the Tzedek. Manam Echaim Shub Knas. We find the ripper-upper. He doesn't really have to pay. We just fine him. By the way, this is a very interesting thing because this comes up. There's a principle in the Gemara and the Bavli called Garmi. There's indirect cause and direct cause. And direct cause of loss, the Gemara calls Garmi and you have to pay. And the Rishonim all go to town. What's the difference between Groma, indirect cause, and Garmi? So one of the Rishonim says, Ramban says, Marcus, one of the possibilities is because of Knas. And Echonami. Still difference. No inherent difference. Just by more direct cause, Chachamim find you. And they make you pay despite the fact that the rice is be bought. That's what it says here in the Shushami. You see that? It says that if I rip up your documents, yes, it's direct cause of loss because you won't be able to collect the loans, but it's only chayav because of knas. Not really because I did anything directly to you. Okay?
Knas is going to be the same amount of money as what it said on
No. What they would be worth in the open market as negotiable tools. Not what the actual value of the loans is. Manar Potter says, Potter, it's kusais in pie de chavero. It's no different than if I'm a mafia guy who's sitting in court and people coming to testify and I growl at him, we don't want to make any trouble later on. So then the Edom shut up. They don't say anything in court, right? Can you, Vega, can you prosecute the guy who shut them up? No. He's only causing you loss by not allowing the witnesses, for persuading friendly the witnesses not to testify. But it's your tough luck. He doesn't have to pay for that. Find witnesses with more backbone, right? So it's that, what?
Prosecute them because they were afraid also.
Right. So man, except Giuliani, he wasn't afraid. Man, just like you're shutting up somebody else's witnesses. You're not liable for that. Says more now, here's a fascinating thing, actually. This is, Gemara gives you a good recipe for blackmail. V'toh amalos, so you have a widow. A widow's not allowed, a widow can only collect her ksuva from land, not from movable objects, right? She can't normally collect from movable objects. What about if she collect, there's an issue, if she does grab movable objects, is she allowed to keep them or not? Okay? So it says, well, let's avoid that issue. You know what she should do? She should grab documents. Because grabbing documents, now the Yisoyim are powerless to collect them unless they get these tools back. But we can't take them back from the widow because the widow says, all I did was shut up their witnesses. I didn't actually do anything to them, right? I didn't steal anything which is worth money in and of itself. So therefore, she can blackmail them and make them pay in order to get back their stolen documents. Okay? So that's what it says. She grabs documents. It's just like she's closing the mouth of when this is Lo Yisadun. They have to pay her off to get back their documents. I'm Rabbi Yami. I haven't said, now we're off on a tangent. If somebody writes into a document, there's a guy who's writing, normally after a guy's death, you can't collect metalim from his yisoyim, only karkos. Let's say the guy before his death wrote into a document, you can collect even after my death metalim from my estate. So it says the Gemara, lo gavi, we ignore what it says. Amrei Mona Mona says, no. In kasa v'mar, if he wrote it down and said it, ava gavleis bin beidina yoiv, even though Basin doesn't normally give metalim, Gave, he can go and collect metalti. This, in fact, the special dispensation for him to collect metalti the Yasmi. Okay? So, as we're further, getting back to Mishnah Mishir Omer, Echo Kotchim Kotchim, Bechot Kotchim Kalim, Shachai Bach Yusan, any case we have to replace the korban and somebody else stole it, Koran Ani Be'alim, Kishman Mitoli takes a false oath, he's liable to come to Shul because then the fact that the guy is liable to replace it makes it, gives them a vested interest in the property. It's called Dover Agorim Lamamon, and therefore the other guy who stole it has to take a shvuah to him, and if he lies, that's bring a korban shvuah. If he doesn't have to replace the lost korban, Korani Bohem, Bashem Kikesh, I say it's really not the denial against your fellow man, denial against God, because the fellow man doesn't have to replace the lost korban, so therefore there is no korban shvuah. Ravuna said it should be Echot Kotchim. Now I'm going to learn the way the Shara does so those fixing the gear. So even though Liran back in Baba Kamu, where this parallel sugi appears, there was loath to fix the gear. So, but I'm going to stick with the Shara does so. Ravuna Mar Echot Kotchim Kal Kotche Kotchim, not Kotchim Ksherim, Kotche Kotchim. Chatas, Ola, the holiest of holy. Ve'echo kachim kalim, the lower type, shlomim. Shechayab rechiyusan, where you're liable to replace them. Av v'shein la'ashem, even though they really go to God. Kareni ba'em v'kichesh ma'amito. It's God's replacement, it's a nile against him. And therefore, l'maisa, there is a shvua and a korban shvua. V'kichesh ma'amito pikadon, it's a nile against a friend, it's an object which gives safekeeping. V'shein ha'chayab rechiyusan, those however which he does not have to replace, I say, no, denial about them is denial against God. Not denial against your fellow man. So if there is no shvuah, and even if he lies on the shvuah, there is no korban shvuah, because the lie has to be in a shvuah between man and man, not between man and God. Okay? How long is that? You can only take a shvuah on something which is measured, is weighed, or is counted. Okay, so that's all. Says that, buy a small emosaikh, I gave you a full house. Key small emosaikh, I gave you a full wallet. Follow a man you're there. The other guy says, I don't know, whatever you gave, you take. I don't know how much is missing. I don't know if anything is missing. Potter, he doesn't take a shvuah because it's not a specified demand. Zomer, if however, the plaintiff said, Araziz, I left you money up till here in the house, up to this ledge, or out of chalon, or up to window, chayev, he's liable to pay. He's liable for shvuah in that case. Why? Because in that case, I say, l'maisa, there was a midah, mishkol, or minyan given. I'm rechidach, it said, ze oimem minoy gadoila. The claimant says, I gave you a big minoyla. The other guy says, the defendant says, minoyla k'tan, no, you only gave me a small minoyla. Chayev, that's a might of mixas. Says, why? So it's asking, well, actually, how can you say this? Not English by Lord Davish or Midam and Mishkov and Minyan. It says only take a shvuah on something which is in measure. Now, it's a funny question. If it was up to me, I would change the question around. But I don't even think it goes in our Mishnah. But the question is like this, it's not might have mixed us. It's a different meaning, right? So not forget about the weight, right? Yeah, but that's the thing. A small size can become a big size. Add on coins to a small amount of coins, it becomes the bigger amount. But this is not made of a mixas, right? It has to be from a measure. That's our being our measure. From a measure, I can see part of the measure. From a count, I can see part of the count. From a weight, I can see part of the weight. But this is not the same thing. Right? It's a chidim esorim. That's the worst question. No, but my member, Rabban Mel says, cool, and this is also in the Bavli. When I said, the part of Nor Shechul is to talk about a menorah which is made by adding sections. A sectional menorah. Okay? So a sectional menorah, so Taki has partial weight. Okay, that's really the end of the Sugya, and it's 10:15. So we'll stop here, and we'll continue with Amud Beis tomorrow night.